Chapter 6 Payne's Gray. Again, the third day after Ash Wednesday. Then there is Johnny. Happy, silly, light-hearted Johnny Avitabile, whom you can't help but love, being so easygoing and comfortable to be around. He's like your favorite flannel shirt, the one from your early 20s with the button on the right cuff missing, the collar frayed, the blend of colors soothing. Johnny, master of the culinary sleight of hand, the good joke teller, the great friend. The Johnny who runs a small bistro on Court Street in Carroll Gardens and lives above it, in a cozy, messy floor-through apartment that he shares with his son Angelo, and, until recently, with Iago. In their life together, Johnny had played the perfect foil to his lover's moody, eruptive, sometimes insular nature. But on his good days, which were many, Iago had been the spice that made their life together like an endless trip to Disneyland. Being so childlike himself, the idea of bringing a baby into their lives had seemed to Iago like gaining a new playmate. Johnny had been the better, really only choice for biological father to Angelo, not simply because of his pragmatic and disciplined nature, but because he was HIV negative. Johnny is the type of parent who gets genuinely excited about playdates in Carroll Street Park, lunching with other parents there, and supervising homework. Iago parented differently, utilizing his rich imagination to create for Angelo